Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. I'd like to welcome all of you to the Sunday feast here at ISV. Nice to have all of you here this evening. And it was so nice that we had an open forum discussion today led by Vaisheshika Das during the class for the Krishna Katha. So we would like to thank him for that open forum that we had and the benefits that we derived from that. Thank you very much. And also for a very ecstatic kirtan this evening. Thank you as well. So this is the week, as you know, or the weekend of the ISV's first monthly Sankirtan festival of the year. And that is that this is the MSF of Unlimited Compassion. And as we speak, it is going on. Devotees have been active. They have been distributing books. And on this weekend, they have been very busy going out for book distribution, doing this yagya for Nityananda Prabhu, who represents this unlimited compassion. And ISV devotees in their Sankirtan forum for this monthly Sankirtan festival added another avenue, and that is to go book distribution by going shop to shop. And so yesterday, ISV devotees, as we understand, went to Milpitas to do book distribution. And book distribution has also been occurring throughout this weekend. So all this is happening for Nityananda Prabhu, very close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who symbolizes this unlimited compassion. So we are doing it in that spirit. And his appearance day is coming up here at ISV. It will be celebrated on Thursday, this coming Thursday, January the 28th. There will be a full-fledged program here at the temple, I believe, starting at 6 o'clock. And the results of the Sankirtan festival also will be offered on that day. So we'd like Vaisheshika Prabhu to maybe say a few words about this upcoming program that we have for Thursday.
Please come on Thursday. every opportunity that we have in the span of life that we have to hear and chant about Krishna is our greatest wealth. What we accumulate in this world by our work, by our studies, for our maintenance of our family, these things we will forfeit at some point in our life. When we leave this body, all that is forfeited. But whatever we gain through our diligent application of spiritual life, which is especially augmented during the festival times when we celebrate the appearance days of the Lord. Some people, they say, give me archaeological proof that Lord Ramachandra or Lord Krishna or Lord Chaitanya walked the planet. Of course, we have lots of proof for Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Ramachandra, who appeared many millions of years ago, someone may say, okay, prove that he came to this world. They may say, we can't see any archaeological proof. Then we say, all the more reason to understand his power, that if he didn't even step foot on this earth, but throughout the ages, people have been captivated unlimitedly by Lord Ramachandra and his virtue. Just by hearing about him, people's lives become improved and spiritualized, and people flock to hear the stories of Lord Ramachandra. This means his power is so great that just by his mere mention, we become enthused and we become enlivened and elevated in spiritual life. Krishna Lord Chaitanya, Lord Ramachandra. These are avatars. That means they cross down from the spiritual world to come to our range of vision. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvata. Tyaktva deham punar janma naiti mameti sorjuna. When we were going door to door yesterday, we met a couple of young women who are working here in the Silicon Valley, and they invited us to come into their house, and we opened the Bhagavad Gita. They live very simply. They had no furniture in their house. Hare Krishna. And we read this one verse, Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. And it was such a nice, the sun was setting outside, and we were in this apartment with no furniture except for a couple chairs. And we were just listening to this one verse where Krishna says, if you just understand the truth of my appearance in this activity that is divine, my birth, my activities are not ordinary. Just by understanding them, just by hearing them, you won't take birth again in this material world. That's how powerful the avatar of the Lord is. So on the festival days of the Lord, like the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, we may not intellectually understand how the Lord appears in this world. But if we come and celebrate his appearance day with the other devotees, hear and chant about him, he will reveal himself through the ecstasy that comes on those days. Those days, the appearance days, are actually incarnations of the day of the Lord. So coming up for this next Thursday, we'll start our program around 6 o'clock p.m. and then we'll continue hearing and chanting about Lord Nityananda into the wee hours of the night, and followed with prasadam feast. So we invite everyone to please come. And also, this weekend, as Rakshit Prabhu mentioned, we began our shop-to-shop book distribution. We have many kinds of ways to reach out to the public. And this is the following the footsteps of Lord Nityananda. He was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's emissary, whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent out all over Bengal, and he said, find everyone, wherever they live, go there and teach them Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pitta, Krishna Dhanapran. And so Nityananda Prabhu, in his ecstasy, he traveled with all his associates, and they would go door to door, and they would meet people. He would knock on the door. When people would open the door, he'd roll on the ground in their house and he would beg them, please chant Hare Krishna. Please say the names of Lord Gauranga. So we're following in his footsteps. Yesterday we went shop to shop. We pulled into one strip mall. And a strip mall normally looks like a pretty boring place unless you're going there for some reason. And we were going there for a reason. We were going to distribute books. So we walked in. The first place was a acupressure clinic. And the woman behind the counter was from China. So when we went in, three of us, Malini, Mataji, Priya Mataji, and myself, we all walked in and we presented her behind the counter. She was standing wondering, who are these people coming in my shop? And we showed her Bhagavad Gita, told her about the benefits of reading Bhagavad Gita, and she was very pleased. She gave a $10 donation. We took her picture along with all the devotees. I had my camera set on that 10-minute auto, so we could take a picture of all four of us to inaugurate ISV's first shop-to-shop official recipient of Lord Nityananda's mercy. And from there, we went to the hair salon, where not only did the owner of the salon buy a book, but all the customers inside. Right? So now we can understand that these cities are arranged in such a way that all the people are put together in one place. And there's one main reason for that. It's so that we have easier access to distribute the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. So we ask everyone to take up this special mood of Lord Nityananda, of unlimited compassion. Show compassion to yourself by taking full advantage of every minute of this life to hear and chant about Krishna. And show compassion to others by giving them the Bhagavad Gita, giving them an opportunity to hear about Krishna. It's the main thing that's lacking in the world, is spiritual information. Everywhere you go, every channel you listen to, anywhere in the world, people are speaking so many things, but they're not speaking Bhagavad Gita. And Bhagavad Gita solves all the problems of life. So we should take Bhagavad Gita and we should distribute Bhagavad Gita. And this is our mission. This is our mood here at ISV. So we ask everyone to please join. Come and participate in this mood of unlimited compassion. Get Gita, distribute Gita, chant Hare Krishna, bring your friends, and let's expand this wave of devotion all over the Bay Area. There's nothing else important going on, I would argue, that is of any import besides this Sankirtan movement. So please join in. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. And I believe we also have some more about book distribution. I see that Prashant Prabhu has a smart box that...
Oh, give him the microphone. Prashant, come up here. Here comes Prashant, one of our co-directors of the Smart Box Coalition.
Myself, Srikant Prabhu, and Vijay Prabhu manage this Smart Box program. So we try to distribute books through smart boxes. We place it in the grocery stores and other locations which you visit frequently, like once or twice a week. So we request everyone here that whoever wants to take this service, please come ahead. Thank you.
Haribol.
So these smart boxes are placed in various establishments all over the Bay Area. And if you know any where you think it would be appropriate to put one, just get in touch with Prashant Prabhu and they will set you up with a smart box. Tonight's sponsors. This program this evening has been sponsored by our long-term devotees. They are Chaitanya Rupini and Dharma Denu, affectionately known as Ba and Dada.
Ba and Dada ki jai!
I don't believe that they are here today, but they have enthusiastically sponsored tonight's feast, so we'd like to thank them for that. And we'd like to welcome also newcomers to our temple this evening. Any newcomers here today, those coming for the first time, please let us know who you are, if you are in the room. Any newcomers? Those coming for the first time. Oh, yes, welcome back. Nice to see you. Maybe you can say a few words. We used to see him at the Union Avenue Temple. Haribol.
Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
I've been out of Silicon Valley for the last 4 years, and it's been a great journey in India, and it's definitely much more spiritual there, and you see like 5 channels playing Bhagavad Gita or some other spiritual program all the time if you really want to watch. I'm very happy to be here. I'll be joined by my wife and kid in another 2 weeks. We will be here, they'll be here for about 3 weeks. And so it's been a great experience. In fact, some of the things haven't changed. I mean, it's so nice that after moving here, we came for a few weeks. And this place has really become very nice. I would like to end this by saying the standards that Silicon Valley ISV is setting up for other temples is very nice, the live program and everything. I would like to conclude by quoting a sloka from Bhagavad Gita. Yad yad acharati sreshthas tat tat evita rojana sayat pramanam krute lokas tadanu vartate. Let everybody follow us and let's follow Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Welcome back and nice to have you here. Anybody else for the first time? Okay. Yes.
Today we have some opportunities for anyone who want to help with the cleaning of the temple after the program. So if anyone is interested, please stay back.
Thank you. And there's an announcement also regarding parking that maybe Hansapriya Mataji can elaborate on that.
So Nityananda Parents Day is on Thursday. It's a working night. So we'd like to request all the devotees to park across the street. So festival begins at 6 p.m. and after 6 p.m. you will find lots of parking spots across the street. Please do not park on our right side here in the parking lot because your car would be towed away. And let's not park such a way that devotees cannot leave. If they won't have to leave, they cannot back their car in the parking lot. So let's not do the parallel parking. And also, besides the parking, we're looking for some sponsors for Nityananda Parents Day. So if you'd like to sponsor the feast, please, put your name on the board, or you can let Rakshit Prabhu or myself know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So what we'll have next coming up is prasadam, tonight's Sunday feast, which has been cooked by several devotees, and they are Sunita Mataji, Krishna Prabhu,
Hare Krishna,
Barani Mataji,
Hare Hare,
Prashant Prabhu,
Hare,
and Kiran Mataji.
Jai.
And before we go to the prasadam prayers, I also wanted to mention that we have ordered many calendars. You'll see them on the book table there. Just hold that one up. And that is the 2010 art calendar from BBT. It's available. We have lots of them. If you wish to distribute some at your place of work or where you live, you can also take a stack of that. Each is available for $5. And should you get one today, there's a hundi there and you can deposit the cash in there. So prasadam prayers is next, and then prasadam will be served in the middle unit. We'd like to thank all of you for coming tonight here at ISV. Hare Krishna.